Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We have a presumptive nominee for president facing 88 felony counts, and we're being prevented from even acknowledging it. These are not alternative facts. These are real facts.
Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern says telling the truth about former President Donald Trump's criminal cases should not be against House rules. His words were stricken from the record Wednesday after Republicans accused him of making personal attacks during a debate on voting legislation. McGovern notes that House leadership has ruled you can talk about the trial as long as you call it a sham. Former Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley says she wants a president who'll secure the border and support capitalism and freedom. She says Trump isn't perfect, but calls Biden a catastrophe. But her endorsement comes with a warning.
Trump would be smart to reach out to the millions of people who voted for me and continue to support me, and not assume that they're just going to be with him.
Haley took a fifth of the votes in recent primaries in Arizona and Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign says he misspoke when telling a Pittsburgh TV station that states restricting contraceptives could be making a smart decision. During the interview, he refused to give his personal views.
Well, we're looking at that, and I'm going to have a policy on that very shortly. And I think it's something that you'll find interesting.
Hours later, Trump reversed course, saying he doesn't favor restrictions on birth control. A spokesperson says he was referring to a coming announcement about abortion medication. And Louisiana lawmakers already look likely to restrict them, advancing a bill that puts the two most common abortion drugs in the same category as opioids. Elise DeGree with the New Orleans nonprofit Women with a Vision says those without a valid prescription could face jail.
This legislation is completely unnecessary in a state where abortion care is already criminalized. It will have healthcare providers in a bind, scared of criminalization, not only for themselves, for their patients.
Ohio's House leaders say the GOP-led body lacks the political will to ensure President Biden's name appears on November's ballot. State law requires parties certify their candidates by August 7th, 2 weeks before the Democratic convention. Republican Senate President Matt Huffman says the DNC could use provisional certification.
It's sort of, an interesting story that it sounds like Republicans are going to keep Joe Biden off the ballot. That's false. It's not going to happen, but gives everybody something to talk about for a couple months.
The New York Times reports Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito flew another flag associated with the January 6th insurrection. The Revolutionary War Appeal to Heaven flag, flown over his beach house last year, is associated with the religious branch of the Stop the Steal movement. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.